On today's show, Chinese automaker Great Wall wants to buy Jeep, Acura reveals a new prototype race car, and legislators in Massachusetts introduce a bill to tax autonomous cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to the global automotive industry. Big news today involving Jeep. Chinese automaker Great Wall publicly stated this morning that it's interested in buying Jeep. The question is, would FCA sell Jeep? Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of FCA, has indicated an interest in spinning off Jeep, Ram, and Alfa Romeo with Maserati. But what do you do with what's left over? Here's what Marchionne told analysts last month. We do need to worry about the stump that's left behind. I mean, there is a piece of business that needs to be looked after, which is relatively large. And if we start picking away all the things that appear to be interesting to people, then I think we're going to end up with a suboptimal business that cannot run. Well, here's our Autoline insight. Based on what Marchionne said, it seems unlikely FCA would spin off Jeep 100%. But perhaps it could restructure the company so that Jeep, Ram, Alfa, and Maserati become standalone companies with their own stock. This would be similar to Audi, where Volkswagen owns most of the stock, but Audi shares trade freely on the market. By the way, they're up 30% over the last 5 years. Tesla stock continues to defy gravity, and one of the reasons why is that Tesla is more than just an EV company. It's also a solar energy company. Home Depot, along with GE, just signed a deal to install solar panels made by Tesla on the roofs of 50 Home Depot stores and store the electricity in Tesla battery packs. Home Depot will not pay for the solar panels or batteries, but it will buy the electricity that they generate. The financial details were not disclosed, but it's another example of how Tesla is generating more revenue, which keeps pushing up the price of its stock. Autonomous cars are not even on sale yet, but legislators are already getting ready to tax them, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Delphi, the giant automotive supplier, is positioning itself to be a major player with autonomous technology. It wants to sell automakers a turnkey solution, what it's calling autonomy in a box. That's why Delphi just formed a partnership with a company called Innoviz. The Israeli startup has developed a solid-state LiDAR system that provides better long-range scanning, object detection, and is more accurate. And compared to an electromechanical LiDAR sensor, a.k.a. those spinning doohickeys on the top of a car, it's faster, cheaper, and smaller. Delphi says this technology is critical to enabling Level 3 and Level 4 autonomous vehicles to travel at high speeds. It's targeting 2020 for Level 3 autonomy using this technology. And autonomous cars are nowhere near being on sale, but the state of Massachusetts just introduced legislation to tax them to the tune of 2.5 cents for every mile driven. State legislators say that most autonomous cars will be electric and will not pay any gasoline taxes, so they need a way to have these cars pay for their fair share of road maintenance. They want to introduce a tax right now before these cars go on sale, so there's no public backlash. A think tank in Washington, D.C. called the Eno Center for Transportation is floating the idea of having car companies pay the tax. The idea is that when you put your car in autonomous mode, the manufacturer would pay the tax and charge you for the autonomous service. And don't be surprised to see taxing miles driven spread to other vehicles. As cars get more efficient, they're using less gasoline and paying less gasoline taxes, and states are trying to figure out new ways to replace that revenue. Coming up next, Mercedes unveils a beautiful concept car.
Lighter, Safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
In July, we reported that Acura would be teaming up with Penske Racing to field a new prototype in the IMSA WeatherTech Racing Series. And now we're getting our first look at the finished car, called the ARX05, which stands for Acura Racing Experimental Generation 5. The car is based on the Arrecca 07 chassis and will be powered by a 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6. Two cars will be fielded, one of which will be piloted by Juan Pablo Montoya, along with sports car champion Dane Cameron. The second pairing will be announced closer to the first race at the Rolex 24 in January. Infiniti and BMW just unveiled Pebble Beach concepts, and now it's Mercedes and Maybach's turn. I know better than to get too excited over a concept, but the Vision Mercedes Maybach 6 Cabriolet is just beautiful. It's long and low slung, a modern take on classic styling. I'd add there's a very nautical look to the car, and at nearly 20 feet long, it's more boat-like than just its design. And while so many convertibles look odd with their tops up, this concept is as good-looking covered as it is uncovered. It's also an EV with 750 horsepower and over 200 miles of driving range. And speaking of Mercedes, it's taking a unique approach to advertising during sporting events. The automaker will now be sponsoring video game tournaments. It's partnering with ESL, the world's largest esports company, and its first sponsored event will be the ESL One in October. Esports have yearly prize pools of over 100 million euros and almost 500 million streaming hours watched per month, which should help you understand Mercedes' interest. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please tune in again tomorrow.